You know, you're finally getting out on the field, getting to be a part of this defense. How's it feeling so far?
Oh, man, it feels real good, you know. Just a learning process every day. Just trying to come out here and focus on a couple things to get better at and ultimately just take it in. So I'm enjoying it, though.
Lance Moore described it as almost being like the new kid in school for the few days. Is it like that for you?
Definitely is. I mean, you look at some of the other guys, they know all the checks, all the calls and everything, and you're kind of sitting here like, man, overthinking a lot of stuff, but that's just normal. I mean, anytime you're learning something new, it's going to take a little bit of time. But the vets around here, they're helping out.
Is that tough as a veteran to be relearning everything again?
Oh, well, I mean, I feel like my situation in Buffalo helped me out a lot because, you know, four years I was there, but I had three different defensive coordinators, so I was constantly having to learn something new. So it's definitely helping with the adjusting process. You just got to get the terminology down here.
The Dickelbow defense can be a complex defense to learn, too. Is that a lot of work? You know, a little extra time?
Oh, it definitely is, yeah. I mean, you definitely have to put your time in. You know, you can't come out here half-stepping. You can't, you know, halfway study this defense and expect to come out here and perform at your best ability. But ultimately, I feel like, you know, with the vets out here, they're communicating really well, and they're making the process a lot smoother for me.
Fun defense to be a part of, though?
Oh, absolutely. Running around, hitting people, it's great time.
You guys are getting in some extra work too. You're not just putting that, you know.
Yeah.
Is that important, you know, especially with your other teammates, getting to know them, getting all that?
Yeah, it definitely is. But at the same time, I mean, you're building that chemistry, but we're not trying to be good here. We're trying to be great. So we feel like if we're going to take it to the next level, we have to work extra. And, you know, if we just sat out here and just did what was the minimum requirement, well, we're going to have minimum success. And we want to, you know, like I said, take it to the next level. So that's what we're working at that much harder.
Arthur, how much are you leaning on Joey Porter and the respect factor, the fact that he just played a couple years ago?
Oh, man, big time. Like I said, anytime you get a guy who's had that type of success in the NFL, who's been in this particular defense for that long, I mean, you're picking his brain at every chance you get. And it just helps to have a guy, like you said, who's been out there and has played that position at a dominant level. So every time you come off the field, he's able to give you, you know, positive criticism and let you know what you can work on to improve yourself and what you need to, you know, continue to do well.
He was emotional as a player.
Oh, yeah.
Is he so as a coach?
Oh, yeah. He definitely still has that emotion. He tries to tame it a little bit, but it's definitely rubbing off on us.
Yeah. You guys have to make sure he doesn't run out there on the field with you.
Hey, man, you never know. I think he has a couple plays left, though. He definitely does.
Arthur, why was it here? What was it about this situation then?
Well, I felt like, you know, if you look at this defense over the past 10 years, outside of last year, they've had a top 10 defense, top 5 defense for, like I said, 10 years straight. So anytime you see that type of, you know, continuity, that type of sustained success, you want to be a part of something like that. And like you said, Dick LeBeau is a legendary coach. And just the whole staff here, I mean, from Tomlin, you know, we having that connection in Virginia and everything. So it was just a really comfortable experience, and I felt like it was going to be a good transition for me.
You're also coming in with a lot of competition in that position.
Oh, yeah, but that's what you want. I mean, if you just come somewhere and you don't have any type of competition, well, then how hard are you really going to be playing, because you know you're already there? But when you have competition, it's going to make you play to your best ability and ultimately make the team better.